sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Monday, August 25th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. End of summer sale is happening. Not only Missy has got a discount for you guys, but also Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com website. End of summer sale. He's got overstock inventory in Minnesota. And as a result, he's offering 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off any orders that you place through the website, MyPillow.com, using the promo code TruckerRandy. This is for our radio family. I don't know if he's doing it with others, but ours is set up to give you special pricing and free shipping. All you have to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Might want to get some Christmas shopping done really early. If you can afford it now, get it done and out of the way. You don't even have to worry about it. Well, go there, shop away. Put an order in for some bed sheets, some towels, some new MyPillow 2.0s, and basically get it into the cart, go to checkout, see how much it's going to cost you retail, and then put in the promo code, one word, no space, Trucker Randy. One word, no space, hit apply, and see how much money you save. If you don't want to do it online, there is an operator standing by. You can call them directly right now, 800-654-9659. 800-654-9659. Just text me MP for my pillow. My phone will send you the screenshot I have in my phone with that 800 number to call the operator and the promo code for the website, mypillow.com. Greatly appreciate you guys taking advantage of the end of summer sale that he's doing for us right now. Great products. We use them every single day. Took my shower this morning, that big fluffy absorbent towel. Slept on the MyPillow last night. Have the Giza Dream Sheets on the bed. Wearing the slippers right now as we speak. Absolutely love these products. Now, one of the things that I want to get into in the next segment is a story coming out of Washington, D.C. Tulsi Gabbard is the director of national intelligence, and she is absolutely releasing all kinds of files and documents and evidence mounting the case against former President Barack Hussein Obama. The Clintons are involved. The National Democratic Party's involved. This is going to be breaking what's coming. I want to talk about it in the next segment. Also, one of the other caveats to this, not only is this evidence being submitted to the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, but is also going to Kash Patel, the director of the FBI. Investigations, potentials for charges being brought forward, grand juries being formed. This is going to be a huge, absolutely huge effort that they're moving forward on. And of course, everybody's, you know, the liberal legacy, corporate media. Oh, this is political retribution by Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't doing this, folks. These cabinet secretaries are doing it. Got this story pulled up. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has now declassified over 100 documents regarding the 2016 Russian investigation. She has concluded that she has irrefutable evidence that Obama's administration officials directed intelligence agencies to create a false narrative after President Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton. After the election, December 9th, 2016, President Obama convened an emergency National Security Council meeting. Some of the attendees, CIA Director John Brennan, DNI at the time, Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, James Clapper, Susan Rice, Andrew McCabe, and Loretta Lynch. Within hours, Clapper's assistant emails intelligence leader, created a new assessment per the president's request. Quote, end quote. Per the president's request to come up with a new assessment report. James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, all orchestrated a new assessment report. They then shared it among their agencies, and it's alleged that Comey leaked it out to the media. Kind of interesting, because just 2 days earlier, December 7th, Talking Points Prepared stated that foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks to alter the U.S. presidential election's outcome. 2 days later, December 9th, Obama holds this secret emergency meeting. Basically, almost a month later, the day that they were supposed to certify the election and have the Electoral College vote, January 6, 2017, a new assessment report comes out, directly contradicts all of their prior findings. Just 2 weeks before Donald Trump is sworn in to take office. Now, it's interesting, because for months before the election, the intelligence community consistently assessed that Russia was probably not trying to influence the election by using cyber means. But Obama wanted a different story. So basically, what did they do? They manufactured one. CIA Director Brennan forced inclusion of the discredited Steele dossier, despite senior officials' objections. When confronted about its flaws, Brennan reportedly said, "Yes, but doesn't it ring true?" A CIA officer testified that the DCIA refused to remove it and overruled their objections. Intelligence was deliberately suppressed that contradicted Obama's narrative. Reliable sources showed Russian officials were planning for candidate Clinton's victory. They fully expected Hillary Clinton to win. Russia expected Hillary Clinton to win. Well, when others assessed that neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russians' interest, the narrative started to change. During the presidential daily brief, the day before the secret meeting on December 8th, stated that Russia did not impact recent U.S. election results. Well, this statement was pulled hours before the publication was due to come out. They literally suppressed the truth in real time. Now, one of the whistleblowers who worked for Clapper refused to participate. Because of it, he was sidelined and pulled off of the case, was cut out. Why? Because he would not play along. He even tried to report it through proper legal channels. He went to the inspector general. He went to Congress. He even went to the Department of Justice and never got any callbacks. Why? Because they were not interested. The final intelligence community assessment was created by only five CIA analysts, unlike the routine analysis that would normally be conducted for most assessments. The entire conclusion rested on one scant, unclear, unverifiable fragment from a substandard report. This became the foundation for years of investigations. Tulsi Gabbard, while speaking at the White House just last week, said there is irrefutable evidence that President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence assessment report that they knew was false. Therefore, she has now referred potential criminal charges to the Department of Justice. The DOJ confirmed receipt of the referral and has announced a strike force to investigate. Current Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We will investigate these troubling disclosures fully and leave no stone unturned in order to deliver justice." This protective shield around Obama's administration may finally be cracking. All information represents direct quotes from Tulsi Gabbard's statements. Official Department Director National Intelligence releases and confirmed DOJ announcements. All of the declassified documents are now available on the DNI website. Now, here's the interesting part of this. One of the things that they're looking at here is how this was all orchestrated, started by the former president, Barack Hussein Obama. One of the questions came up from reporters to Tulsi Gabbard was, isn't there some kind of statute of limitations involved here? After all, we're talking about December of 2016. Well, Tulsi Gabbard responded by saying, normally, according to normal criminal statutes, statute of limitations would apply. However, we are deeming these acts as an act of treason. As a result, treason has no statute of limitation. Based on the government cover-up, based on the media's intentional covering of these stories using false narratives, false information, and false reports, they may be criminally indicted for participating in a treasonous act. Whoa. I'm going to stop the story right there. So Obama, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice, all of these people, she's alleging, making allegations that they participated in a treasonous act. And that the sources of the media that they leaked this false narrative to may have been complicit in these treasonous acts. Could we end up seeing potentially an investigation into the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of these news media legacy corporate media. And here is the most interesting part of this whole thing. When Tulsi Gabbard appeared at the White House, took the podium, and laid this all out, there were no follow-up questions from the media attending the press conference. Not one news agency wanted to ask her any questions. So basically, she got up and left. And one of the other things that you have to look at, this is something that happened in our country. This caused us millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. If you look at all of the investigations that were conducted, Robert Mueller's investigation, for example, millions of dollars. Final results? Didn't happen. But it put a cloud over Donald Trump's first presidency to the point where the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives, U.S. Congress, impeached him not only once but twice. Tried to discredit his entire presidency. Why? Because they knew full well that what was supposed to have worked in 2016 for Hillary Clinton was going to absolutely work in 2020 for Joe Biden. By putting out this false narrative, by attacking Trump, his entire first presidency, his first term, they knew that it would prevent him from winning re-election and serving two terms concurrently. It was only because of the absolutely incompetent, aging Joe Biden was Trump able to take back the White House. And now, with people like Tulsi Gabbard, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, the people that he's put in charge of running these governmental agencies, departments, are they on a mission to fix it? Discredit these people going forward and potentially setting up a Republican president in 2028. This is going to do so much damage to the Democrat Party. They're saying it could even impact next year's midterm election, which historically has been very bad for the current president occupant of the Oval Office. Midterm elections, always, always, the president's party lose seats. Well, guess what? Maybe, maybe not this time. So it's going to be very, very interesting to watch this unfold, to look and see where these investigations go. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News.